Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We've got Brock Olson in studio. Brock, anonymous wrote in. She went on a first date with a guy just this past Friday. Everything was going great until he actually used his fork to tap on his glass to get the waiter's attention. And so she says it gave her the ick. He's already asked her for a second date because everything else went great. It's just this one little mishap. And now she's not sure if she should just cut bait or will she ever get over this ick?
Yes, Anonymous, thank you so much for writing this in. You know, icks are definitely a big trending topic right now, finding so many like little quirks about people's behaviors, little maybe idiosyncrasies that a lot of people don't even think about. And, you know, it makes me think back to like a Seinfeld episode about the close talker.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw that one. Like,
one.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, why is this person like 8 inches away from my face? Why are we talking so close? That would definitely be like a social faux pas. It's a little, it's a nick. It's a thing that you don't, you shouldn't really be doing, but maybe no one's really corrected you. Now, before we went to the music and commercial break, I said that this trend, I believe, is one of the fastest growing things that's keeping people single. And what I mean by that is, you know, it is already hard enough to find somebody that is on the same timeline as you, who wants the same things that you do, who is in the same place, maybe financially, emotionally, you know, they're really working on themselves. It is not doing anybody a service to disqualify people because they have a one-off, very random, very I don't know, quirky little behavior. Like, dating's already hard enough. Mm. And the growing list of icks that I see is so disheartening. I actually saw a list where an ick was a guy that smiles. I said, you've got to be kidding me, right? Or a guy who dances, or a guy who he was singing in the car. Like, that's an ick. I know, right? So there are so many of these little icks, and I'm just like, dating is already so difficult. We already have so many distractions, so many things going against us, that for us to look at the most ridiculous reasons to disqualify somebody, especially in this situation, Anonymous, your date was great. He was, you know, the conversation was good. He banged on his glass. I say banged. He tapped on his glass to get the attention of the server, said that that's what he's always done. So he wasn't doing it out of like, you know, and like he was getting upset or frustrated or he's being ignored. This is what he believes is correct. So, you know, that's just something he's done for a long time. And he explained it to you. He communicated why. And then he also said, you know, whenever I do this, like, you know, I tip well, and he backed it up. So you have somebody who communicated clearly, who said they were going to do something, who followed through with it, who gave you a good date, and we are struggling with the fact that he tapped on his glass to get attention. I promise you, the options that you think you have are not as plentiful as you think they are. And if you're going to be disqualifying people, and this is for men and women, if you're going to be disqualifying people for the smallest, most insignificant, little quirky behaviors, you're in for a bad experience in the dating world. You really need to open yourself up to enjoying and appreciating some of these quirks. Like, that is not a deal breaker by any means. This, though, is also a really great opportunity for you to work on your communicating. If you don't feel comfortable him doing that, I promise, if you say, hey, you know, I know you've done this for a long time, but when you did that, it made me feel some type of way. You don't have to say it gave me the ick. You just say it made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. A lot of people looked at us, not just the server. I think that we could probably maybe try a different way of getting our server's attention in the future that would make me more comfortable, and see how he responds. If he was willing to explain why he's doing that, he does have other means of getting a server's attention that's going to make you maybe more comfortable. So give him that opportunity to do that. And I will say, you know, everybody who has all these icks, who's so willing to disqualify people, gives me the ick. Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest.
Sure.
Why are people so willing to throw people away just because they have one, you know, I'm not even going to say it's a flaw. It's just what makes us unique. It makes us individuals. It makes us like memorable. I have, you know, my own quirks. My wife has her own quirks. But
we all do.
And yeah. I think that's what makes dating so much fun. And if you're going to disqualify people so quickly because they're You know, they have their own backgrounds or their own reasons for doing things. They enjoy or view the world in a certain way. Then, you know, maybe dating isn't for you right now. Maybe you need to be single for a little while, because it sounds like you had a really great date and you're talking yourself out of a really good situation. And I think a lot of the women that are reading this or listening to this, they're probably saying the same thing. Like, hey, if you had a really good date, which is hard to do, and you're just trying to disqualify this guy, like, maybe reassess like how hard it is to even have a good date. It's not easy out here. So, you know, back up just a little bit, reassess the whole thing. I love that you had a great date, but really focus on all the things he did right, not the one thing that gave you the ick.
Nope, makes sense to me. I think that's great advice. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. You out there listening, if you have a question for Brock or a topic that you'd like us to tackle, please send an email and get it on the air. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also reach out to Brock on his website, BrockOlson.com, and you can also slide in his DMs, too. You can send a message on social media. And while you're on Brock's website, don't forget to check out the Mind's Eye, something that can help you in your daily life. Brock, appreciate the time. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.